poll, Republicans say Trump the strongest candidate GOP has for 2024. By Hannah Blow on April 22, 2023. Republicans believe former President Donald Trump is the strongest candidate the Republican Party can choose in 2024, a survey from The Economist/YouGov found. The survey, taken April 15 to 18, 2023, among 1,500 U.S. adult citizens, asked, "Do you think that Donald Trump is the strongest candidate that Republicans could nominate for president in 2024?" According to the results, 53% of Republicans believe Trump is the strongest candidate the GOP could nominate for the next presidential election. 31% disagreed, and 16% remain unsure. Independents remain uncertain, as a plurality. 45% said Trump is not the strongest candidate the GOP could choose. However, 54% of Trump 2020 voters also agree that Trump remains the strongest candidate to nominate. Further, 59% of Trump 2020 voters said they want Trump to run again, as do 56% of Republicans, specifically. Democrats are not as confident in President Biden, as 44% identified him as the strongest candidate that Democrats could nominate in the next election cycle. 30% said he is not, and 26% remain unsure. Perhaps what is worse for Biden, just 35% of Biden 2020 voters believe he is the strongest choice for Democrats to nominate in 2024. And only 39% of Biden 2020 voters want him to run again. Less than a majority of Democrats, 47%, also want Biden to run in the next presidential election. The survey comes as Trump continues to dominate his potential challengers in a series of both national and statewide polls. The latest Morning Consult survey found Trump with a 29-point advantage over his closest potential rival. And two recent surveys out of New Hampshire found Trump also leading the potentially crowded 2024 GOP primary field with double-digit support. "Well, I'm honored," Trump said of his front-runner status in an exclusive interview with Breitbart News Washington Bureau Chief Matthew Boyle. "Sadly, I have to say part of it is because the country is doing so poorly. I wish it were for other reasons. They saw how we did, and now they see the country doing so poorly and so pathetically. We're not respected by anybody," he added.